last week when I visited the greatest real estate agent in North America, or at least Guilford, Connecticut, though I put her in New Haven last week for some reason, Lee Whiteman was telling me about when you want to sell your house, the motivations for selling and the mechanisms for selling. Well, there's always a flip side of selling, which is buying. And selling is kind of terrifying in a down market because you think you might get ripped off, you might not be able to overcome the burden of your mortgage, all those things that are sort of terrifying. But almost more terrifying is buying in a down market. My sense is, and maybe Lee can correct me if you're wrong, but there are very few people out there buying with a profit motive. There are very few people. The market hasn't gotten so bad that speculators are coming in saying, man, there are bargains here. Everybody's, not everybody, but a lot of people are sitting on the sidelines, and that depressurizes the market. And that does mean if you go to buy something, there are probably some interesting properties that are probably undervalued, and you can actually get a good value whether you want to speculate, which is very few people, or if you want to just live there. Well, making a change of trying to get a new house, to me, is an opportunity for soul searching, just like selling a house. What's wrong with what you've got, and what would be changed by what you could get? So, Lee, if you're dealing with somebody who wants to buy a house, buyers, are there golden rules that they can reality check their desire to change so that they don't get ripped off or at the same time miss golden opportunities?
There absolutely. There's a checklist that is important to for a buyer to give themselves. What they're doing is they're saying that good old T-chart. If I stay where I am, what's the plus and the minus? If I move, what am I going to gain? When they finally come and talk to me, I push them even further. I say, again, this cluster of professionals, if you're unhappy with your house where you are now, why? And if you love your neighborhood, could you stay? Talk to somebody like you, Duo, and say maybe there's a remedy to staying. So I think a real estate professional's objective is not necessarily to help people move. It's to help people be happy where they are. The next person that they really need to talk to is the financial person, because it costs money to sell a house. And so the best buyer these days is someone who doesn't have a house to sell. They have been stashing money away. Mm-hmm. They are able to pull it out. But if they talk to a professional and really get to understand how much it's going to cost them to buy that house. Maybe they've been paying $1,400 a month in rent, and all of a sudden they're going to be paying $2,400 a month in mortgage payments. Are they okay with that? So making sure that there is a real understanding of what this change, what this move is going to do to them, positive or presumably negative. The other thing that a financial advisor can talk to them about is the benefit of having the mortgage write-off. So there's pieces of that that need to be addressed. Then the process is to do a wish list. You just have to spend some time saying, what is it that I want? And then a reality check. So I want a 3,000 square foot home right on the water, and I only want to pay $500,000. Not going to happen around here. It just isn't. But it's no problem to dream. It just has to do with, are you really going to be able to achieve what it is that you want to achieve? From there, you have the foundation. You go out and look at the market, see what's there, because if you've been very clear about doing your wish list, making sure that financially you're in good shape, you're going to be able to make a move quickly. In this market, having the ability to pull the trigger is going to give you a very good deal.
What I often tell people is that a lot of what they're going to be looking at, if they're really limited in terms of what they want to spend, it becomes a time versus money equation. If you want to be able to move in and change nothing, meaning that your real-time full-bore occupancy is going to be instantaneous, you're going to pay top dollar. If, on the other hand, you're going to move into something which has obvious issues, whether it's repair, maintenance, expansion, whatever, yard, whatever is wrong with it, you're more likely to get a pretty good deal in this market, whereas in previous markets where cash was out there and optimism was out there, you could pay way too much money for a very suspect house. And I think my perception is that the shakedown cruise of this, of these tough times, is that there seems to be a better value to cost equation than there has been in 5 or 10 years. The stuff seems to be pricing out correctly. Do you think that's true, or is it still in flux?
There are parts of the market that are in flux. If somebody says, how is the market in Madison, Connecticut? Well, if you look at the statistics in the first quarter of 2008, the market went up by 40%.
No kidding.
But that's because there were 10 sales over $1 million.
Okay.
So that skews the market. It's very, very difficult or inappropriate to say how is the market, because there isn't one market. There are pieces, and it depends on where that individual family or that individual needs to be. This, what we're enduring here in Southern Connecticut, started in 2005. So it's very likely, given history as we know it, that we're going to be turning soon, understanding that ripples actually hit edges and bounce back. So there is going to be no bell ringing that says, we're turned. There's going to be something where it might be a little before, might be a little after. But mostly it's relying on the professionals that are part of your team.
Yeah.
And the other one, for instance, we've had times when I've said, you need to call Duo because you've thought that this is a good thing for you to do in this house.
Right.
I think that if you do it, it will make sense in terms of your family's needs and it'll fit in the neighborhood. But is it a viable thing to do in terms of expense?
Yeah.
And that's been fabulous to be able to say, oh, good, we can do what we want to do.
Or not sometimes. And I do the exact same thing with a real estate agent such as you that essentially knows whether things are a pipe dream or not. People go into things with such homes are so emotional. People care so deeply about what their home could be and who they are and how they can manifest themselves in their home, that they really can wear rose-colored glasses, or they can become overwhelmed with fear. And my sense is that the more you can reality-base your judgments about where you're at and where you want to be with what you've got, 20 or 30 years experience. I've got 20 or 30 years of experience. Maybe 10 years of experience.
No. 20.
And trying not to be as old as I really am. I think people can benefit from that. And I think if you try to be your own speculator and try to find the greatest bargain in the world, I think you can really, really hurt yourself. On the other hand, if you've got some cash squirreled away, if you do have some way to access money, whether it's relatives or whether you've just sold a house, this kind of is a wonderful time with so much product on the market to take a look at. It's as if you're going to a buffet and there are things presented out there where you can really get a sense of what's going on. But you know what? It will take time. It'll take time for you to look at the market in general for all those little tiny pieces and parts that make a tapestry of what's available. But it will also take time to listen to people like Lee and people like me and builders. There are great builders out there that will. You
and
can
inspectors.
Also
have the, and inspectors. House inspectors are invaluable. The other piece that's so important in what you're talking about is that as a public right now, we've got so much access to information.
Yeah.
And
being
able to go down to the town hall and dig and find what's the history of that property, and they've kept much better records in the past 20 years about what happened to a house and how did that addition get put on,
right.
And what was the foundation there, and what are we really dealing with, which allows a buyer to make an informed decision. And it's no longer lick your finger, put it up in the air, and see which way the wind's blowing. It has to do with really making an educated decision that can be joyful.
Well, one word of advice to everybody given by a news anchor many years ago: courage.
Duo Dickinson is an architect in Madison, Connecticut, and Lee Whiteman is his favorite real estate professional in Guilford.